Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
And our little life lessons episode today is child safety and what you need to do. Well, not what you need to do, our opinions, what we do to keep our children safe and what you should do to keep track of your children as well. So Sunday's episode is going to be about James Woods from Pocatello, Idaho Falls. He bounces around. Anywho, he kidnaps and rapes, and he's a molester and all this craziness. It's going to get crazy. And it's like my worst fucking fear.
Damn.
Of all times, is something happening to my babies.
Mm-hmm. And we have a wide spectrum age group because yours are littler. Mine are older teenage types.
Yeah.
It's and each group is important to keep safe, of course. More when they're teenagers because they tend to do stupid shit on their own. But
yeah, stupid but fun. Well, they're dumb.
I know.
I was a teen. We're dumb.
Well, then we used to get away with a lot more than what they can now because of all the social media outlets and they document themselves.
Yeah.
You're like, why would you write? Anyways.
But like, for real. Like, okay, so Kara and Desiree.
Yeah.
They track their children. Their oldest. They have, I think Kara's has like a watch. Desiree's has like a phone or whatever. Well, Desiree comes to get her the other day. And this is right after I finish listening to the podcast that we're going to do on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, huh? And she's like, well, let me look where she is. She's taking a little bit longer than she normally takes. And automatically I'm like, okay, well, when do we panic? Like, how long is too long?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take her to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Because she just barely started doing this program now to where she's going to come to me on Tuesdays and like come hang out with me for a little bit after she gets done with this program at school.
Oh, okay.
So like I'm like, okay, yeah. Anything. So this is like the first day. So I'm like, I'm getting the feel for like what time, how long mm-hmm. it takes her, that type of shit. And she's like, well, let me track her. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's kind of creepy.
But you'll probably do the same thing.
Like, I will give you a tracking collar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm that type of mom. And she's like, well, she's, I can't find it. Like, she's not moving or whatever. And she's like, she's just taking a lot longer than she should. Well, here comes my niece. Okay. She's coming up. She takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good God. You take for days.
Yeah.
Give me a panic attack.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And then she tells my sister. She's like, oh, my fucking phone died. Well, she didn't say fucking. Mind you, she's a little kid. But she's like, oh, my phone's dead. Ha, ha, ha. So, like, even if I do track them with their phones, you're still a child.
Yeah.
Did you charge your phone? Is your phone charged?
Yep.
Do I really need you going to school with a phone? But then again, I'm creepy. I'm paranoid. I sure fucking do.
Mm-hmm. Because if they're on their phone at school and the teacher takes it away... After a couple of times, they won't release it back to the kid. They release it back to the parents.
Well, yeah.
Or you have to wait to the end of the year. It's all in their little policies.
I think Kara's is the way to go. Because I think Kara has the watch, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's a watch
mm-hmm.
that just tracks her little happy ass. But still, don't trust it. You know what I mean? When she walks to the gas station, Kara's legitimately like, all right, you have like 5 fucking seconds. Like,
yeah.
Hurry up. It's right there. Hurry up back.
Yeah.
Growing up, my mom always made the joke of, if you get kidnapped, you're going to talk so much that they're going to beg me to take you back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just going to return you. And, like, yeah, I talk a lot.
That's not for all kids. That's just
yeah, but that's just the 90s, folks. Calm the fuck down. That is the 90s.
Well, yeah, we had to be in when either streetlights came on or, you know, that... I had to be home by 5 for dinner, mm-hmm. you know, or a lot of it was streetlights because with
mine was wrestling practice.
We didn't have cell phones.
Wrestling practice was my cue. Like I had to make sure I was home when everybody came home from wrestling practice.
Mm-hmm.
So like that was my thing. I'm like, oh shit, wrestling practice is about over. Got to get home because then we're going to eat, do the thing, go to bed, blah, blah, blah. But even as a kid, like my mom... Okay, when my mom would always make that stupid fucking, I thought you were dead in a ditch somewhere. I was like, I'm like, God, you are so dramatic.
Yeah.
dead in a ditch. Really, Mom? Like, I was just at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. Nosy. Mm-hmm. But then as I get older, I'm like, well, shit, I could have been dead in a ditch somewhere. Yeah.
All the stuff we did, you mm-hmm. know, but, yeah, you take that for granted until, you know, your kid doesn't come home on time.
Yeah, and so my one of my things I thought about, how long, honestly, would you wait to report your kid missing? Like, how long? Because, like, I guarantee you, I'm going to give Maze, oh, you got a good 10 minutes, bro, from being where you're not supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there without telling me. And especially in today's day and age, you can fucking SOS me and I'll see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's 100 billion different platforms that you can reach out to your mom on. Don't you play me.
Yeah.
And like, and then there's another thing about that. Cause like when I was a teenager, dude, and like cell phones first came out, my mom thought she was slick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Keeping track of you.
Well, she'd do the whole good old-fashioned, like, send me a picture where you're at.
Uh-huh.
Little did she know, I just saved the same fucking picture. Like, if she ever backtracked and was like, damn, she's always in the same room at the same time that this shit's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it was the same, like, I had, like, two pictures for, like, each event. And I'm like, I'll just send her this picture. She'll think I'm here. But really, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't anywhere clearly close to where I was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or who I'm supposed to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, dude, my heart races. And, like, I talk to some people, and they're like, oh, no, dude, I was a good kid. Like, where I was is where I was. Like, I'm a good kid. And I was a shit, okay? I was a terrible fucking kid. I really was. I ain't gonna try to lie.
But you had fun experiences.
Well, I'm, like, just surprised I wasn't dead. Like, people like, twice my age are like, you want to hang out and go to a party? Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Well, but with teenagers, we don't think clearly. I mean, honestly, with the kids being older, I start to do my panic worry when you're supposed to be here for bed. You have school tomorrow. Why aren't you here? How come you're not answering me? I pay your bill.
Well, how many missed calls, though, do you wait before you're like, okay, I need to get... Because, like, they say the first 48 hours are important. And back in the day, you had to wait because they were like, well, you need to wait and see if this little fucker shows up.
Yeah.
It's different today. Now they say, give that little shit 5 minutes. Call us. Like, if he shows up while we're talking to you, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what you want to happen. Mm-hmm. You want little Johnny to walk up when the cops are there. And you're like, he is 5 minutes late. Oh, my God. There he is. Whew. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's taken very seriously nowadays. Because nowadays they know. They're like, well, shit, we got to get on this.
Mm-hmm.
So how long as a parent do you wait before you give them the notice that your child is missing?
I would think an abnormal... Because I guess I always take into consideration things that are out of their control that happen, that make us late. Because that happens to everyone in everyday life. So I do... I probably give more leniency than what you do, because we are different parents. Probably a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, definitely if it wasn't, you know, you're obviously not home.
You're well, supposed and keep to be in home mind, keep in mind, bed. I'm talking about a 5-year-old. Yeah. You know what I mean? And Jean's talking about teenagers. I don't know what my daughter will be like when she's a teenager. I swear to God, if she pushes me and like makes my... You know what I mean? I'll go to jail. Probably. My daughter's amazing.
Well, yeah.
She really is. And that's the thing. Is like, in my head right now, I look at my daughter and yeah. I'm like, she will never do that to me. She's going to be the kid who's going to tell me where she is. I'm the cool mom. I relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super fun. And like, all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she's going to love me. We're going to hang out all the time. Sorry about that alarm.
With little ones, though...
Yeah. Like, I gave you
because
5 minutes.
Because your mom button starts to panic. And like we were talking about before, every minute seems like an hour and a half of eternity. Yeah. You know? And then it really has only been a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that very similar situation did happen to me years ago. And my son went to his friend's house. And they happened to be like, well, we have to go pick this kid up. And hey, while we're out, let's just get some food. Nobody had a cell phone. And so it was that half hour, 45 minutes of sheer panic and torment. And I'm at that apartment. Nobody's answering a phone because it was a landline and there wasn't a cell phone. And then when he gets back and he calls me immediately, I was like, get your ass home. Because then you hug him and then you spank him. But, I mean, he's out in the car with these people. And they're like, oh, we're going to stop here for dinner. And then we'll go home. And na-na-na-na-na. And it was about 8 years old, I think, at the time.
I'm freaking the fuck out.
Panicking.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because you don't know. Yeah. And then you start thinking, that question does come in your mind of,
where are
you? Do I need to call the police?
Yeah.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah. And it's like, it's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to get it before they get your baby. You got to hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad, scary thing. And like the case we're going to talk about, two people see this happen. And they're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But in that time of panic, do you realize what car it is? Did you think to write down the license plate?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have all these things.
Details. What was she wearing?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
But yeah, like, remembering what your children have on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you buy all these clothes, but do you really remember?
I've done the trick where when you take them somewhere to Silverwood, and they think you're all ridiculous because you make them stand right in front of the park, buy the car, and you take a picture. That's a very good idea because now it's on your phone because I am not going to remember what kind of pants Daniel has on. I promise.
Right.
You. But if I have a let's look happy, we're going to the park, then you're actually getting what you need. And they're just annoyed because it's another picture.
No, I agree though. Like, I agree. Like, when it's so crazy because, like,
there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. I mean, at first, you feel. You don't know how to feel about the people that have the leashes on their toddler.
Right.
And then you wish you had one.
Right. Like, that's one thing.
It's 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's not even 2 seconds.
No. Not even.
It's a glance.
It's a glance. And I tell you, like, as a teenager, right, I'd see the little kid on the monkey leash. And I'm like, I'm never going to do that to my kid. Like, lady, open your eyes and watch your fucking kid.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
And then you have these little beautiful little monsters and they run off on you and you're like, oh my God, where's my goddamn monkey leash?
Yeah.
Like, where do I buy the monkey leash?
How did you get clear across the building?
Yes.
Around the corner in 4 seconds.
Yes. And like Walmart, my kids love to disappear.
Oh, thank, good.
Thank
There's
God.
A lot of weirdos in Walmart.
Yeah. And thank God everybody in that store is like,
I know who you belong to.
I know your mother. And they don't ever make it very far.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm one of those moms. They make it to, like, the aisle around the corner. And I usually hear them talking. But, like, there's so little. And, like, when do you petrify your children that someone's going to take them? And, like, mine's 5. I have told her. We have talked about it. Like, when she goes outside, there are certain rules. We don't talk to anybody. If anybody tries to talk to you, you take your sister and you come inside.
And she's been successful at that a few times, actually, or a couple.
Well,
of times.
No, not really, because the but like there's this one time where the cute little dog walks around the corner.
Oh yeah.
And I look up and there's some old guy talking to my babies.
With a puppy.
And I'm like, yeah, and there's a puppy, and I'm like, excuse me,
just
sir.
Waiting for the Chomo van down the street.
Yeah. Like, coming along. But, like, thank God my husband pulls up, right? And Eric is a very intimidating person.
Yeah.
Like, before you speak to him, he's very intimidating. And I love that. And we've already discussed it. They're like, we're just going to lie and tell all her boyfriends that, like, he's crazy. Like, you know, don't mess with her dad. Like, things will pop off. Mm-hmm. And same with her uncles. Like, her uncle's been to prison, dude. Did you know that? Like, he'll go back. Like, these things are very serious, yeah. Little boy, yeah. When it comes to messing around with my baby. But, like, I don't know. So I looked up helpful tips on what you should keep of your children. And I know this is going to sound weird. A DNA swab in your freezer.
Yeah. I've heard that before,
actually. Yes. People have in their freezer, there's mm-hmm. a Q-tip that says your date of birth, your name, and, you know, everything about your cute little face.
Well, they have those McGruff kits, too.
Yes. Remember those? Yes. Yeah. And that's another thing I was going to say. Sorry. There are packets you can download and things that you can print off mm-hmm. to fill out and keep a file. Just like your If I Go Missing file we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Which also in there, people have said to me like, oh, I won't put my bank information on there. Okay, if you can't trust the person you're giving your missing file with your bank information, it's not the right person, honey. Yeah. Like we need to talk about this. Like you have more problems with this person than you're willing to admit.
Yeah.
Because like this is for your safety.
Yeah.
Your safety. And not even have, like, if I go missing, like, if I get murdered, here's my file. And this is who I might think it might be. Like, uh-huh. Here's who I know I've done pissed off and might want to have some revenge. But, like, same with your kid. Like, and my mom used to work for the INL people mm-hmm. back in the day. Yeah, the government. Thank you, that word. And I remember one time when we went there for, like, go and see where your mommy works day. Uh-huh. They were like, oh, have your children come over here and get fingerprinted. Uh-huh. And, like, take your kids' fingerprints home, fill this out. I don't think my mom ever did. I think they literally were in the hutch until we cleaned it out. And we're like, oh, this is incriminating.
Yeah.
And we threw them away as teenagers being like, we don't need this shit. But really, now I'm like, fuck. I've never committed a crime. Like, in jail. Uh-huh. I've never been to jail. So, like, I don't have fingerprints. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All that shit. And so it's like when your friend tells you, like, hey, I got my kid's DNA in my freezer. Don't throw away those cotton swabs.
Yeah.
Don't feel judged. Be like, yeah, because when my kid goes missing, we're not going to have to wait for the longer test that we have to go through exactly as being parents.
Yep, it's
we
right
have a direct,
yep.
This is it. Here's her DNA. I'm not fucking around. Find my baby.
So do you give the local authorities a copy or you just have it accessible for when you need to drive it down there and hand it to them and say,
you don't even do that. I guess you don't want to fuck with it too much.
Yeah.
Like you do the swab thing, you put it in your freezer. When the police get there and like they take it seriously, then is when they take it. So it's like not, we didn't drive this fucking 40 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have, like, the special little baggies to keep the temperature and, like, not to fuck. They have this shit, I guess.
Well, and it's probably keeping track of
evidence.
Yeah, and who has
it. Yeah, who touched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that good shit. You don't want to mess with it too much. Uh-uh. But, like, and they say don't use a toothbrush because even though you think, like, oh, only Jimmy uses this, little Timmy might have used it, too. Like, you'd be surprised what that toothbrush went through, my dear.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even... So just do the swab, put it in your freezer. Make sure if you have multiple children, of course, you have them labeled so you're not fucking around. Don't mess it up. And then another thing on there that I read about was when you do your 911 call, I guess, and you know that this is different.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. And don't let that person try to convince you that, like, oh, maybe they're just at a friend's house. Don't let that time lapse. Mm-hmm. Like, let them know, like, no, this is serious now. Like, right now. And hopefully, I'm talking about IFPD because that's where we live. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it's not they'll get there when they get their type of phone call. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think, unfortunately, there's been enough around here that...
Yeah.
Well, and any police department's going to take that kind of seriously because that's why they have consequences for false claims and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, and people, like I said, even if it is 5-10 minutes and little Jimmy walks up when the cops are there, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't ever, as a parent, be like, oh, well, he is kind of spontaneous. Would it take him a little longer? You know what I mean? And my mom, dude, that woman would piss me off. Because I'd be out with, like, my boyfriend or whatever. And she'd call me and be like, well, I'm calling you in as a runaway if you're not here in 5 minutes. And there was this one time where I was like, this bitch is tripping. You ain't about to call me in as shit. Dude, I was like 10 minutes because I pushed it. I watched the time and I was like, we're going to wait like 15 minutes. And I literally sat in the Bull Arrow parking lot and I was like, being all cocky. And there comes a cop down First Street and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
If that fucking cop takes a left, dude, we got to go.
Yeah.
Like to my mom's now. Shit you not, blinker on to go left. And I'm like, oh, bitch.
Well, so you would do the same thing.
Right, now yeah. I would. Now I would, but like back then. So like I wait a couple minutes and I'm like, okay. So, and I don't want to get caught with the people that I'm with. So yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to get out and I'm just going to walk up. And like, it just took me longer to get here than it should have. Whatever. Uh-huh. Dude, this cop literally ripped me a new asshole. And he's like, you don't understand. The world is a lot more dangerous than you think it is. You're just cocky, thinking that nothing will happen to you. And he told me, he's like, let me assure you, little girl. Yeah.
And at 15, you don't want to hear that.
Dude, I'm cocky. No, yeah. This was like 13.
Oh.
Dude, I'm like, me and as a 13-year-old, I'm untouchable.
Oh, you were invincible?
Oh, dude, I was.
Oh, cool.
I was not a good, I was not a nice kid. You know what I mean? I really wasn't. And so, like,
I would have put bars on your window and kept you inside.
Anyways, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. You had a great mom. Like, I put the woman through some shit.
Yeah.
So, like, flowers. I walk up all cocky, like, stupid. Like, it just took me longer to walk here. You're dramatic. You're dumb. And I think this cop is going to have my back because I'm like, oh, you just wasted his time. No, he fucking ripped me a new asshole.
You got in big trouble?
Yeah. And he calls me little girl. And he's like, little girl, he's like, don't think that someone won't take you. And you'll never come walking up to this house again. He's like, because it will happen. It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, at the time, I'm like, God, you are so dumb. Like, I was a block away. A block away. And then as I get older, I read these stories and it's like, oh, little Sally, block away from home.
Quarter mile away from home.
Snatched up in a van.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me. Mm-hmm. Like, and you, as a kid, dude, you blame your parents. And you're like, dramatic much?
Well, and you said it yourself. You were invincible. Nothing yeah. could touch you. Nobody was
And I'm like,
you.
No, I'm a badass. Like, I dare someone to abduct me. Mm-mm, I'm going to fight you. I'm going to bite you. I'm going to make you let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Like, if I could go back and talk to little Sean Marie, I'm like, bitch, let me hit you. Like, let me hit you real quick, and then I'm going to go. And
that might not work out with the younger
And it's going to make sense. Like, it'll make sense to you one day, little girl.
Why you watch these episodes of ID Channel real quick.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, and I fell in love with, like, Dateline and like
40 hours.
Unsolved Mysteries mm-hmm. was like my thing when I was little. Oh, that got
That's
me.
That's on Hulu.
Like, yeah. And like the milk cartons back in the day when it was yeah. like on the milk carton and your picture was there.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
give me that book.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm glad you know which one I'm talking about because I can't remember what it was called.
Put I don't
on
either.
Milk carton or but, something.
Yeah. Dude. Like you just get put on a milk carton. And now there's the boards at like Walmarts and mm-hmm. shit like that.
There's billboards too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you see all these missing kids everywhere and they don't take it like as a joke. It's a very serious thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So like just know, and I just want people to know that like our law enforcement, I'm speaking for Idaho, don't mess around. They take it very seriously. And...
which is a good thing.
It is.
Because it's better safe than sorry.
It is. And, like, I recommend, I really do recommend getting a kit on your kids. I want to do one on my own. But, like, it's very serious. You never know when, unfortunately, if you're going to need it or not. If you're going to need it or not. And if you don't, when your kid turns 18, what a cute birthday present to be like, hey, do you want your DNA swab in your freezer now?
Yeah.
Like, your whole life I've had this DNA swab of you in the freezer next to the beef. And you can have it. Or, like, mommy can hold on to it for you. What do you want? You're 18. You're grown. Shit, tell mommy.
I guess I kind of have one because I have their first haircuts.
Well, no, that's not even good, though. Because, huh? Like, you need, like, the root. They didn't cut their fucking roots off. You just have a piece of hair.
Yeah.
Like, they say, like, literally to go in your bathroom, take a fucking cotton swab, swab your kid's cheeks with it,
mm-hmm.
put it directly in the bag, do the writing on it, put it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Walk away.
Walk away. Don't leave it there.
No.
Just leave it there. Like, you don't need to pull it out. Family barbecues.
Shake it once in a while.
Yeah, like, pull it out at family barbecues and be like, look what we did. Like, don't. Just have it. Hope to God you never have to use it.
Yeah.
And then creep your kids out when they get older and be like, I have this. You know what I mean? I got it. You can, bless you. Like, you can take it if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Personal choices.
Oh, stuff happens so quickly and I don't know.
And like, then it's you pass scary. Down their missing folders too.
Uh-huh.
Like, either I can hold on to this or you can hold on to it. And now you have more information. Update it with what you do now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't mean to say, like, be paranoid and stay in, like, that something's going to happen to my kids' state of mind. But don't be dumb and think that, like, oh, no, we come from a good family. There's monsters all around you.
Well, and this has been happening since the dawn of time.
The dawn of time.
We should probably take advantage of the technology and resources that we have now.
Yeah.
What's it going to hurt? Especially if you don't need it. But then if you have it, you can actually.
Like, really, what damage are you doing?
Police investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what damage are you truly doing to be like, oh, well, here, when he was 5, I listened to this badass podcast by these two amazing people, and they said to put his DNA in the fridge, in the freezer.
Freezer.
Not the fridge. In the freezer, so I did. And now, we don't have to wait forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have, it came from him, it is his.
Yeah.
The only other person who has ever touched that is his mommy, when she put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. So, there you go. Make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't ever have to use it, like I said, cool. Now you just have a creepy story to tell your kid. Like, I am prepared. Just know, if you ever go missing, I will be able to identify your dead body.
Well, in those moments of that mommy panic and sheer terror where your heart's going 980 miles an hour, being able to have that kid and provide something.
Yeah.
You know, because you've already tapped out your resources, mm-hmm. but now you can still help versus sitting there feeling helpless.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's answering the phone. And
yeah, now you have, like, all these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you have all these things. You have it written down that, okay, at this doctor's, I keep the little stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So I can pull up the last little sticker and be like, okay, well, at this date, this time, she weighed this much. She was this high. Her eyes are blue. She's precious. She's an angel. She's probably wearing something pink and glittery.
Yeah.
Find my baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And here is this other information that I have. Keep their most current school pictures with it. The most recent picture. I'm not saying fucking update the picture every day because I take a million pictures of my kids every day. I'm not going to update it every time.
Yeah.
But like now that she's into like going into school, perfect picture. You know what I mean? Keep it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Update the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then unless they go through a dramatic change. But at 5, I'm sorry. She's not going to have purple hair tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like I love people that do dye their kids' hair, but I'm just not going to. But, I don't know. Dude, just... Next week is, like, this Sunday, I mean, is, like, a super... Super sad. And it's just one of those things you never hope your children have to experience or go through in life.
Yeah.
And sadly, sometimes it happens. And it's heartbreaking and it's terrifying. And I know that, like, we laugh and we crack jokes and whatever, but it's serious. And so just protect your kids. Protect yourself. Especially single moms. I'm not saying... And single parents.
Yes.
Yeah, single parents. We'll put it at that. Single parents. Both male, female, whatever. Just protect your babies. Married parents, the same thing. Especially multiple children. As they get older, they're harder to keep track of unless you're fucking amazing. And, like, I don't...
It's your one job, though.
Yeah, maybe the Brady Bunch does exist. I don't know. I came from more of, like, a Connor's house growing up than I would say Brady Bunch. Yes. Roseanne Connor was, like, my idol. So, just keep yourself safe. Keep your kids safe. And that's all we ask for. And hopefully... We get through next week without crying because I already made Jean cry about it once. So it's a terrifying thing. And we just want to let you guys know that there are things you guys can do.
Yeah. Be proactive.
Yeah. To help and preventative and be that paranoid mom. I'm a helicopter parent for sure. And I have no shame in it. Like no shame whatsoever. And, like, I don't blame my mom.
I'll help you simmer down when they're older.
Kind of, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. Because maybe by then they'll understand that I'm fucking serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right now, my two-year-old baby will try to fight me. So, like, maybe when they're older, it'll be more serious when I mention it. And she just won't get so aggressive. But, like, who knows? But, like, I don't ever sit down and be like, oh, if my mom was a helicopter mom, I would have been better. Mm-hmm. I would have done this different. I would have been this different. I don't put that on her because I was still making my own decisions and I did think through them. So I'm not going to blame my mom. But like, damn, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could have, should have, but you didn't. So it's cool. Let it go.
You're still here.
Yeah, right. I survived by my own minds. And like, you know what I'm saying? So like, just be a helicopter parent. It ain't bad. To show your kid you fucking care. You want to meet all their hood rat friends. You want to know everybody. I want to know their moms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to drop my child off somewhere and be like, well, I have never seen these parents. But I'm sure it's cool. No.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, even at preschool, my daughter made a friend. I had never met the father, but my mother-in-law knew him.
It's even...
Good. But like... It didn't really bother me because it's not like she was staying there. You know what I mean? She did play there. Mm-hmm. I met the mom. Mom's a sweetheart. Daughter's adorable.
Uh-huh.
Cutest little thing I've ever seen. So I was like, yeah, I'm chill with it. Sure. All I need to do is really meet one parent, but then you learn other things that happen in the world and you're like, well, shit. I should have met both. So then you like pros and cons of it. Sometimes, dude, and we live in a small town.
You can't
town.
Always control it. Like, I did the one conversation with this nice, wonderful lady with that same kid I was talking about. And all talking to her. She kept me occupied for half an hour with this great conversation. Yeah, cool, peace. Go have a sleepover. They went and did a gas run, and she was driving. So, you never know. You never know. And it was
Welcome
one of those conversations.
Idaho.
And you're like, oh, are you done talking yet? So, I was thinking he was cool. See? They were going to go home and play Monopoly and have dinner. And then he told me about it. It was years later, too. And I was like, oh, good.
Yeah, and like, truly. Okay, so like, my house was like the house that like, people always came to. Like, everybody was always at my house.
Yeah.
My friends were always at my house. And it's like... You learn later on when you like when everybody grows up that they're like, oh God, I was there because my mom was horrible to live with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I went to your house to eat because I had no food at my house. And it's like, you don't ever want to rat on someone, you know what I mean? And be like, well, I'm on call, Child Protective Services.
Mm-hmm.
But really, should you? You know what I mean? Like, obviously this child is choosing your home for a reason. And hey, the extras do have a good family life and they just really like little Susie.
Yeah.
And like little Susie and them truly are BFF, ride or die, whatever. But normally, there's something going on at home.
Mm-hmm.
So just be proactive. There's nothing bad about being like, hey, why you like my house? Like, tell me what goes home in your house. Get to know these kids that your kids are with.
Because really, usually, if you're hanging out somewhere that consistently, you feel comfortable and safe there.
Get to know them. There's no reason why your kids should hang out with someone that you look back on and you're like, well, I didn't get to know them. Like, I really just thought she was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I understood why her mom didn't want her home. But, you know what I mean? Did you really? Like, I had friends like that growing up that my mom's like, I understand why. She's not at home. Like, I get this. Can she go home? And it's like, but really, do you? Maybe her dad's a dick. And hanging out at my house was just funner than dealing with her douchebag dad.
Yeah.
Like, maybe these are things that you should learn.
Yeah, because we don't always see the whole story, do we?
No. Like, and it's just sad because, like, predators are everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're in your family. They're outside your family. They're everywhere. Just be aware is really what next week's episode comes up to. Is just be aware in your child's life.
Yeah, definitely.
And these parents were. And that's the sad part. Is this was a good family.
Yeah.
A super sweet family. Should have never happened to them. And it's really one of those families that you look at and you're like, not them. Like, why them?
Mm-hmm.
Why? There's nothing, whatever, you would never assume these people did anything to deserve any of this. And no one ever does. But like, so just be proactive is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But looking forward to it. The fan who recommended, her name is Annie. She, damn. Like, I listened to the podcast she recommended and I was blown away.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. So, yeah. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook at It Is What It Is. On YouTube at It Is What It Is. Subscribe, like, follow, all that fun stuff. We're on Twitter at It Is What It Is 208. And you can also email us at It Is What It Is pod19@gmail.com. And yeah, so stay tuned for Sunday. It's going to be a doozy. And lock up your children.
Lock up your children.
There's nothing wrong with locking up your children unless, like, well, you have to take care of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, talk to you next Sunday. Bye, folks.
Bye.